Harvey, what's going on? Happy Tuesday to you and yours. Bay Ragney here, Totally Drum Radio Rocks. We got another episode of Rock and Roll for you. And in this one, we get to talk to Shock Rock. I've always been a fan of Shock Rock since I was a little kid. And, you know, when I get the opportunity to talk to a Shock Rocker, I'm taking it. So here we go. I got to talk to the one and only Miss, or Mrs., or whoever you want to call it, Granny Four Barrel. Granny Four Barrel burst onto the scene a few years back, and really now is blowing up the scene with the new single Nitro Sexy, which you can hear on constant rotation on Sirius XM's Octane. So I talked to Granny Four Barrel the other day. We find out about the creation of Granny Four Barrel, the career, connections, the music, and much, much more. So without further ado, here she is, Granny Four Barrel.
Is this the one and only Granny Four Barrel?
In the flesh! Is this bad?
How you doing, man? Or ma'am, should
doing
I say?
Pretty good. How about... Yeah, I know I'm both, right? I'm doing good. I'm staying one step ahead of the shovel. How about you?
Well, you know what? Yeah, that is a motto to live life by. And I'm going to take that, and I'm going to do the same thing you're doing.
That's right. I learned that from my grandma.
So does your grandma approve of Granny Four Barrel?
Well, you know, unfortunately, my grandma is not with us anymore. But, well, grandma was alive. She certainly did.
She was a rocker.
I know yes, that's right. I mean, you know. There's something about ornery old women that like to kick ass. I don't know. It runs in the family.
Now, you know, I didn't realize you were from upstate New York, Granny. I thought you were from south for some reason.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you know, up near Syracuse, Oswego, up north.
Nice. Nice. Very cool. So, you know, going through and doing some research on you and trying to find out some info and news and dirt and things to talk about, something I did come across was Jesse James Dupree of Jackal. He seems like he was pretty instrumental early on with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Jesse was, he certainly was. He took a liking to what we were trying to do and, you know, gave us a lot of pointers and suggestions and he certainly was. He was instrumental.
Was he a little freaked out by Granny?
Well, I mean, you know, Jesse's pretty crazy to begin with. So, I mean, it was right in his wheelhouse.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if you freaked Jesse out, then like you're on the right track.
Yeah, I mean, he got right into the mind of Granny. And, you know, early on back in 2014, he had us, him and Michael Ballard had us come out to Full Throttle and give her a little test run in front of the, you know, the crowds out there, and they loved it. So we just kept, you know, moving forward with it.
That's awesome. Now, how about, I saw too, you guys had the chance one time to have Dave Navarro come up on stage and jam with you.
Yeah, we did. So, in fact, that was on that Full Throttle run. So we did 10 days at Full Throttle. And then on the way back home, there's this famous piercing establishment called Piercology in Columbus, Ohio. And they was having a 20th anniversary celebration at some club. I'm sorry, I can't remember it. But, you know, Dave Navarro, he happens to be involved in the piercing suspension community. And as you know, he's the musician he is as well. So when we were there, we said, "Hey, Dave, you wanna jam with us?" And he got up and played Ballroom Blitz. And I know there's some videos kicking around because I've seen them. And that was one of the early versions of Granny. I looked a little bit different, but I was just as fucking crazy then.
I love it. Oh, that's freaking awesome. Oh. Now, how'd you guys end up hooking up with Stormy Daniels? I mean, and she directed your video for She Likes Guns.
Yeah. Well, that was Jesse. That had a lot to do with Jesse. That was a friend of his. And, you know, when we was looking to do our first video and our first single, She Likes Guns, he suggested her. So, you know, we got together, we did that video, and this was long before Stormy was in the news all the time. But, you know, we weren't able to put that song out on radio because there's always some gun violence fucking shit up for everybody. And not that our song has anything to do with that, but because of the title, the radio was a little sketched out.
And sure.
Didn't want to do it. So we shelved the whole thing and said, all right, well, just, you know, we got a video sometime. And then, you know, 6-7 months later, Stormy was in the news and we were like, well, we got this video and, you know, we paid for it and busted our asses. Let's put it out.
Right.
So, yeah.
It was kind of like a blessing that all happened to Stormy for you guys.
Well, I mean, I hope it was mutual. You know, we got some extra, you know, visibility because of it. And, you know, I thought it was pretty cool.
Now how about, like, speaking of visibility, like, when you guys, like, did you guys start, like, I guess on the Syracuse, like, rock scene? Like, I mean, you had to, like, freak people out.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, Granny, the incarnation of Granny is about 8 years old, and
wow.
Me and the boys decided, you know, why don't we do something different? And, you know, I guess the spirit of Granny and the whole concept of nonconformity, rebellion, horror, shock rock all just kind of, you know, went right into my soul. And I said, you know what, I'm going to be a fucking crazy old woman front man for a rock band. And we started playing some shows up here. Our first one as the actual band, Granny Four Barrel, was at the Lost Horizon. And it went so good, you know, we just kept on going with it. It's just it's a fucking trip. That's what it is.
I didn't realize it. So you guys have been around for 8 years. That's a long freaking time.
That's right. Yeah,
wow.
A long time. You know, but it doesn't seem like it because we're busy every year. And, you know, I've been in a lot of different metal bands over the years, and I've been in rock and roll a long time. But, you know, this thing has some legs, and it's a lot of fun, and it's legit. And it's just, it encompasses everything that I am. I like theater, and I like acting, and I like music. And it just goes together. So we got a shock theater outfit going now.
Do you feel like you're, like, the whole, like, for 8 years, like, maybe for, like, the first 6.5, you guys weren't taken seriously, and now it's like, wow, like, we're starting to get, like, some respect all of a sudden?
Well, you know, it's two ways, right? So, I mean, the only thing right now, I got a few comparisons, but let's just take Steel Panther, for example, right?
Okay.
I mean, everybody knows there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek going on, but every one of them musicians is legit. And you know when you're watching Satchel up there shredding, you know, you're like, I mean, this is no joke, but yet it's
right.
A good time. And that's really what it's about. You know, we're not trying to come up with a gimmick. We're trying to have a fucking good time and not be all serious all the time. But yet, at the same time, it is serious. And I think that all of our fans get that. And they relate to the idea of a surrogate badass metal granny that they always wished they had. So, you know, they're always coming up with scenarios for me. It's like Granny's like this, you know, unpainted canvas that everybody has a hand in. They're like, hey, Granny, you should do this next time. Hey, Granny, that'd be fucking cool if you did this. And so, like, we just kind of, you know, we build it as we go.
That's awesome. Now how about, I'm going to tell you this, too. Like, so, I mean, you've come on my radar. It's probably about 1.5 years now. And now, all of a sudden, like, I guess it was a month ago, I start hearing Nitro Sexy on Sirius XM's Octane. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, I was like, I couldn't believe it. And now it's like in heavy rotation. I'm like, good for Granny. She's making it to the other side.
That's right. You know, and just this week, Bay, we got, so we was in hyper rotation. We got a, you go look at that. In fact, you go to my Instagram right now. Just put two posts up. You can see that media base spin shot. We're at 53 right underneath Slipknot right at the top. Slipknot's number one with 53, and Granny's right under Slipknot with 53 spins this week. I mean, that's not too fucking shabby.
It's unbelievable. That's freaking awesome. And then, you know, I saw that one, and then I saw there was another one, which I didn't even know, like, this list even exists. It was just, like, for strip clubs or something?
Yeah, that's right. So what happens is, you know, our manager, Bob Chipotti, who's owner of Concrete Marketing, you know, they've been around for 30 years. I mean, you know, every single metal band on the planet knows who they is. And, yeah, Bob, you know, he's connected with that world as well. And, you've got to figure that there's thousands of strip clubs across the country and the world, right? Well, they got playlists, they got DJs because they're playing music all night, and that's a whole separate charting system. And you know, it's like radio. But I never knew about it either. But now we're out there getting spun.
Which one means more, the strip club one, Granny, or the other one?
Well, each one means more in its own special way, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Oh, that's so awesome. Now, the video for Nitro Sexy is just a total badass video.
Well, thank you.
What was it like being on top of that car as it's racing down the strip?
Yeah, you know, it was a trip. The guy was like, the location manager was like, "Now, Granny, you don't have to, you know, get up there. Maybe we can get somebody and dress up because it's dangerous." And I was like, "I do my own fucking stunts. Like, get me up there." So we did a couple test runs, and as long as I felt like the chair was bolted down and we could go like 60 miles an hour and be fairly safe, I went for it. So, but I was strapped to that chair for 6 hours. I mean, I'm not exaggerating, 6 hours, because we had to just keep doing takes. So down the strip back, 6 hours later you didn't get to see how sunburned my face and my lips was, because that was the only thing that was exposed. But it was pretty fucking cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that video is awesome. Great song, great video. I think it just sums it up, but I was like, wow, Granny's hardcore. She's on that roof of that car, and she's not backing down.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of the old Beverly Hillbillies. Remember that?
Yeah.
Granny, she used to be on the back of that old truck.
That's funny. Now, something, too, that I came across, and I was wondering if you guys, this ended up hurting you guys, was Pledge Music. I saw you guys were on a Pledge Music, so I know a lot of people got screwed in that whole deal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fortunately, we weren't in it too deep, but I feel bad for, you know, people that put their money in. And, you know, I'm hoping that they got it back. We just got the thing going, and then it collapsed. So, yeah, I feel bad about that. But and what I liked about it was that it wasn't like a Kickstarter. It wasn't like, you know, we was asking for money. It was like you were just pre-ordering shit. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah. With some cool prizes, you know what I mean? Like rewards and stuff.
Yeah.
The more it was a super cool. It just blows my mind. Like, I'm like, hey, they just basically took the money and ran these people.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the best way to do business, I don't think.
Yeah, no. I think we got to send Granny after him with that four barrel.
That's right. Me and the revenuers will show up with our shotguns.
So now, how about you guys going out on tour for the summer, or what are you up to?
All right, so we're going to be doing some select shows across the country for the summer, and then we're going to get ready for a fall tour. I'm not sure who we're going out with, but we are going to go out again. But we do have a show July 30th in New York City. It's a showcase for labels and agents, and everybody's invited to that. That's at the Bowery Electric in New York City.
Okay.
July 30th, 7 p.m.
Now, is the plan to release a full-length album? Because I know you guys just have singles out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always been the plan, but because the music landscape keeps changing, You know, in a band like us, we're just trying to get ourselves established. So, you know, the management's like, you know, let's just put another single out. I mean, we're sitting on a record, and I just recorded 4 tracks with David Bendis, and I don't know if you know who he is, but David, you know, David is, you know, go ahead and Wikipedia David Bendis, the producer. I mean, he's done everybody from Breaking Benjamin to Killswitch, Paramore, Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay.
And everything in between, and he just did, in fact, Nitro Sexy, that was recorded by David Bendis.
Interesting. So, okay, so the album is done, and you're sitting on it. It seems like the whole single thing, like, I'm totally in full support of that. I think that's all bands need to do now, is just, like, as a matter of fact, I just recently started managing a band down here in the Philadelphia area called Rat Rod, and they were getting ready to put out their second album. They're like, you know what? Let's do something different. And they decided, you know what? We're going to hold the album. Like, if you want it, like, it's available. You can buy the physical copy off the website, come to a show, buy a physical copy. But they're not, like, going to release it digitally. Only singles.
Know, yeah, it makes sense because it's not like the old days. I mean,
right.
If you release a record right now, I mean, if you're an established band, you know, a big band, and you got the pipeline to put it into, and you got the fan base, and you put out a record, it makes sense. But if you're just starting out, you know, you burn that record in 6 months, it's old news, and you just wasted, you know, you wasted the record because nobody cares. And if you're trying to get, you know, get people excited about it, I mean, your fans care, but anybody that's in the industry, they might be like, well, yeah, that was your old album. What about your new one? And you're like, fuck, it took me 2 years just to do this one.
Right,
so you're
exactly.
Just going to do singles right now. It's the way to go. Get the maximum life out of it.
That's it. All right. Fully agree. I love the idea. Cool. So where should we send everybody to learn more about Granny Four Barrel and them dates when they start popping up?
Yeah, so, you know, you can send everybody to the website, right? GrannyFourBarrel.com. You should go to, you know, just my name, Granny, the number 4, and Barrel. Instagram, Facebook. I spend a lot of time on Instagram, but I'm on Facebook, too. And then, of course, you know, Spotify. Since the Octane release, our Spotify numbers went from, you know, something to a whole lot. Like, you know, when it keeps going every day when I check it, our streams have gone up like, you know, 30 times what they was in 2 weeks. You know, Amazon, Deezer, Napster, anywhere that you can buy music, that's where you can find Granny.
Nice. Well, Granny, this was great talking to you, and I hope at some point you guys come down to visit me in Philly.
Oh, absolutely, because our publicist, Chips to PI, is right down there.
And, absolutely.
I know we got some, and that's how we got connected. And I know that, you know, they got some shows planned, but I know I'm going to see you soon.
Very cool. That's what I like to hear.
Absolutely.
Now I just need to have you cut an ID for me, Granny. This is Granny Four Barrel, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
All right, here it comes. This is Granny Four Barrel, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Awesome.
How's that?
Granny, thanks so much. That was awesome. You rock. Look
I
forward
appreciate
to seeing
it,
babe. Absolutely.
Thanks for the
take
support,
care,
man.
You got
you
it.
Too. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is racing, revving up the thrill that you seek. Faster, harder, do it till you feel alive.
everybody, welcome back to Ginger Drink Rocks. There she goes, the one and only Granny Four Barrel with Nitro Sexy. Go to the website, grannyfourbarrel.com, for all the information, the connections, the socials, and all that fun stuff. And be on the lookout. Granny Four Barrel could be coming to a town near you soon. So go check them out and make sure you tell them you're Totally Driven. Again, my name is Bay Radney. You can look for me and Totally Driven Entertainment, Totally Driven Radio. We're all over the world of social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So check us out and give us a like, love, follow, and yeah, drop us a line. Say hey. But remember these very important words I've got to say to you, and make sure you do it. Stay driven, everybody. See ya.